This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My question is for... Ustaz, Muhammad Hijab. So, a lot of your da'wah is, you know, exposing the liberal agenda, you know, from the West and so on, and how it's creeping into families and destroying cultures. And in Nigeria, I think it's still at an earlier stage as it might be in the West, maybe like the UK or the US. So what do you think we should start to do now in Nigeria, whereby it hasn't reached a stage whereby it's irreversible? What can we do to nip it in the bud so it doesn't, you know, infiltrate our culture and our religion here in Nigeria? So what do you think we can do? What steps do you think we can take in order to nip it in the bud?
Next question, Rick. You had the first question. There's another question again, talking about the hairstyle for a male Muslim. How does it go?
As for the first question about liberalism, before, in the West, and when I say the West, I'm talking about England, France, Germany, and its extensions, like the United States of America. In the West, the religions that used to be very popular was Christianity. Now, in the country wherein which I live, which is the UK, the majority of people are not Christian anymore. This is a very important point. You will know that Christianity came into Nigeria through colonialism. When the missionaries came into Nigeria in the early 1900s, and they sometimes pushed the agenda of Christianity. It is ironic now that the white man came into the country, taught people Christianity, but now has left it himself. Do you see this point? The white man has left. 40%, the census data in 2021 in the UK says 40%, the estimates are 40% of people will be Christian in the UK, which is the majority of people are not Christian. They are non-religious. The same thing can be said in other countries in Europe. Instead, in the West, now you have ideologies. You don't have religions as the main ideas now. You have ideologies. And the ideology of the West is called liberalism. It is the main ideology. Now it has replaced religion in the West. Liberalism basically states that we are the most important thing. And it says you can do whatever you want so long as you don't harm anybody else. That's what they say. So when we talk about homosexuality, a man having intercourse with another man and having a relationship with another man, or a woman having a relationship with another woman, they say this is okay, this is fine. And they say this is okay and this is fine because they are not harming anybody else. Don't get into their business, leave them alone. This is what they say. I have had discussions, which you can find online, with many of them, and ask them questions. For example, I say to them, what do you say of a situation where a brother and a sister are in a relationship together? Brother and sister. So long as they don't harm anybody else, the brother can use condom or something. Sorry to be explicit. They say, this is very bad, this is very wrong. I say, but this is what your principle says. You said you can do whatever you like so long as you don't harm anybody else. So homosexuality, the idea of a man being in a relationship with another man, is akin or the same or comparative to a brother being in a relationship with a sister. They don't want to accept the difference. So what you do, like anything, is you show that rationally their new ideologies don't make sense. For example, now you have people that say they are men and they are actually born as women. They have an XX chromosome. and they say they are men, or women who are, or men who are born with an XY chromosome, with a penis, sorry to say, they say they are women. In fact, I heard there's somebody in Nigeria now called Bob Brisky or something like that. I'm sure many of you know who I'm talking about. He's like this. Yeah, I've heard that. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Now, this is something which doesn't make scientific sense. It doesn't make sense. They make, the white man and the Western world makes fun of the Easterners. They say, look what these people are doing. They believe in mythologies. They believe in folk gods and voodoo and all of this. But the white man now and the West, they believe in mythologies. What is a mythology? Something which is against the reality. Something which is a story, a narrative, which is not true. When a man says, I'm a woman, or a woman says, I'm a man, this is a form of myth, religion. So we need to teach our children that the Western people and the white man now has a new kind of mythology, and they want to force us to believe it, but in a different way. 100 years ago, they gave us no choice. They came into Africa and they pointed the guns at us. Simple as that. They had more guns. They pointed the guns at us and they said, this is, we're coming to civilize you. That's what they said before. Now, they're not doing it that way because they realize that's a very difficult way. So the way they are doing it is through Netflix, through YouTube, through movies, through series. And somebody watching something online and they're attracted to Western ideology. The reason why they're attracted to it is because they think the white man is always right. That's what they think. That's what people think. Whether they're Asian people or African people or Arab people, because the white man has the biggest guns and the cleanest streets and the tallest buildings, we think that they must be right in everything else. But this is not true, because this is something which they have no evidence for. So we bring the matter back to an evidence discussion. We bring the matter back to an evidence, just like we did with Christianity. We showed them that Christianity is false. Now they agree with us. They, most of them now in the West, say, yes, we agree, Christianity is wrong. Now they are saying this. We're saying, now you are wrong again. Just because you have tall buildings in your cities, which you only have because you took our wealth from our countries, Africa and Asia and these places, you only have those tall and clean buildings because of that, it doesn't mean you're right about morality. That's a false understanding. One of their scholars, his name was Carl Jung, he said something very interesting. He said that the West are technological giants and moral dwarfs. They have very limited morality. In some Western countries, you can have sex with a dog. It's legal for you to have intercourse with an animal, with a dog. Yes, I have debated professors in the West and they said, yes, you can have sex with a dog. They agreed with that. I said, how is the dog going to tell you whether it wants to have sex with you or not? What does the dog have to do? And so they haven't got questions for these. They haven't got answers for these questions. Their morality is defunct. And we need to have self-respect and realize that we are upon the truth. We have to be confident with the truth of Islam. Their ideas keep changing. Our ideas have remained the same, actually. And so the first step is to recognize the problem. There is a problem where, because we've been colonized so many times before, we think whatever the white man says, it must be right. We have to accept this. Some people have this, not everybody, but some people have this idea. The second thing is to realize that their ideas have been wrong before and they've changed their mind before. Number three is then to realize that, let's bring it back to an evidence discussion. What they are saying is not in line with scientific or rational evidence. Therefore, we say, If we do this, if we start the process from now, then when they come in with their agendas through education system or through this or through that, whatever it may be, we can already have the ability to